Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at religion approved by God, found in James chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. One of the most horrifying realities is to think our religion is approved by God when it is not. James identifies to Christians the type of religion that is approved by God. He says it is bridling our tongue, providing care for the most destitute of people, and to keep ourselves unstained by the world. James chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Wanting to appear religious, if we cannot control our speech, then James says our religion is worthless. We may think we are practicing godly behavior, but in reality, we are deceiving our own heart. The horrible part about being deceived is that we do not know we have been deceived. The term bridle brings to mind the idea of to restrain. The thought of controlling an animal like a horse with only a small object in its mouth is amazing. The lesson to be learned is our speech, which can be very powerful in both a good and bad way, can be controlled. Our mind must hold the reins on our tongue. As James continues his writing about having a religion approved by God, he uses the word pure, indicating something is clean, free from corruption or sin. It is not false. He also uses the word undefiled, which is a unique way of saying a man's religion is untainted, uncorrupted. James seems to be using these two words, which are very similar in meaning, to stress the type of religion we are to practice. By highlighting the orphans, James is drawing attention to how a Christian should be willing to take care of some of the most helpless and vulnerable in our society. Children who have no parents, going from family to family, are often lacking in security and self-esteem. Providing for their true necessities displays a godlike compassion. The woman who has lost her husband is in a similar position. Being married provides a certain level of security. While many will be able to take care of themselves, there is also the comfort they miss when their husband is no longer living. The last thing James mentions is one must keep themselves unstained by the world. The Christian cannot let the ungodly behavior practiced by the world influence them. We must be diligent to keep our bodies clean from allowing sin to be part of our daily life. After informing Christians to have the word implanted and to be doers of the word, James mentions three different aspects of practicing a religion approved by God. We must guard against deceiving ourselves concerning our religion, exercising self-control over our tongues, helping the helpless, and monitoring our own behavior is essential as we are daily living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program and hope you have a great day living God's way. In the morning, till late at night.